You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans, and welcome to episode 188 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler. I'm your host. Had a couple weeks off. This has been a crazy busy month for me, and things are just kind of slow, so now I guess now is the time to miss podcasts, but feels weird. Feels good to be back in it, and I think we got a good show for everybody today. A little bit shorter of a show, but a good show nevertheless, so we'll go ahead and start the show same way we do every week. That's by jumping into the breakdown. And the breakdown is presented by First Bank. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. So let's go ahead and start talking about the American Raptors. I have an update on some stuff finally. I've known for a while, pretty much this whole offseason, that Raptors have been playing all over the world. But I finally have a concrete list, so I'm going to read that to you now. So we have four Raptors. I'm going to butcher this club name. I'm sorry, everybody, in advance. Four Raptors are playing for the Gunghalin Eagles Rugby Union Club in North Canberra, Australia. Those Raptors are Ronan Murphy, Peyton Talia Ala Leo, Ryan James, and Cash Maluia. And it sounds like them getting involved has helped their club in the table standing significantly. I think they've moved up about six slots since they've gone over and started play. So that's great experience for them, and it's great, you know, that they're making an impact. Three Raptors are playing for defense coach and, you know, Argentina legend Leo Senatore's club, Gimnasia y Esgrima in Rosario, Argentina. I apologize if I'm butchering these club names, but I'm doing my best. Those Raptors are Ethan McVie, Mikey Grandy, and Ma'aki Moody. So that's good to see them, you know, all over the place getting some more run in the offseason. And several Raptors are competing in various different teams in Premier Rugby Sevens, which isn't news to anybody that's been following the competition. I know we're getting to the back end of the season, but Dayton Sheridan's been playing for the Retrievers. Patrick Madden has been captaining the Loggerheads. Watson Fleeky Tonga's been playing for the Experts. Dom Iacovino's been playing for the Loonies. Tommy Clark's been playing for the Headliners. Line Latu, Jerome Nale, and Taquan Patton have all been playing for the team. Samu Smith's been playing for the Locals, and last but certainly not least, Sean Clark has been playing with the Steel Toes. And like I said, the season's kind of winding down there, but it's been fun to watch some of that too. So a lot of Raptors playing in the offseason, which is good, staying fresh, keeping those legs going, and just getting more rugby experience. I'll only help them, you know, come next Super Rugby America season, which I believe the Raptors will get going for that around November. I believe they're assembling for a camp. They'll then take a little bit of a break and report back right around New Year's, as teams tend to do, and then they'll get going for the spring. So we're in the dog days of summer right now, but things are on the horizon. It sounds like the Raptors won't be playing in a fall season this year. Just, you know, jumping right into that camp in November. But we're getting closer every day. And so I'm trying to enjoy these days, go to as many weddings as I can. That's what's been taking up all my time this summer. But it'll be here before we know it. And that kind of does it for the breakdown, the Raptors update. We'll get in touch with some of these people because it'll make for some cool content for sure. I'm going to skip all the rugby you can watch this weekend. Just haven't had a ton of time to put it together, so we'll go ahead and skip that. And we'll jump straight into the interview portion of the show, the interview with Vince Bowman. It's brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in world rugby, Infinity Park and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. So Vince Bowman, if you've been following me on Twitter, I tweeted about him last week. Slam Ball. Do you guys remember Slam Ball? It was, you know, the trampoline basketball competition. I remember watching it as a kid. It was always fun to watch as a kid. It's just guys flying through the air, dunking on people. It's just fun, high-flying action. Well, Slam Ball has started up again. If you were not familiar, didn't know that, started last weekend. Was the first weekend back. It's on ESPN, so it's pretty easy to find, thank goodness. And I was pleased to see that Vince Bowman, who was one of the OG Colorado Exos, probably the only true basketball convert on that team, he is playing for Team Ozone. I thought that was an interesting thing. Tweeted about it, reached out to him. He said he'd come on the show, talk about it. And it was a fun conversation. So it sounds like rugby played a decently large role in a reason why he made this team and got into Slam Ball, which I thought was an interesting, little tidbit. But we talk a little bit of rugby, talk a lot about Slam Ball. Thought it'd be like the perfect summer interview for this show. And it was really fun. It's cool to catch up with Vince. Glad he's doing well. And it's fun to check in, watch him on Slam Ball. So hopefully everybody enjoys this conversation with former Colorado XO and professional basketball player Vince Bowman. All right, please welcome onto the show Vince Bowman, professional basketball player, former member of the Colorado XOs, now competing in Slam Ball. Vince, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Sorry about a little technical hiccup before that, but we're rolling now. So good to hear from you. Looking forward to chatting with you. This is pretty cool stuff. And I just kind of wanted to know how you got into Slam Ball. I know you've been playing professional basketball all over the place, most recently in Mexico. I'm just kind of interested in hearing about how you got this opportunity to compete in Slam Ball.
Yeah, so it was pretty random. I was like midway through my season in Mexico this last spring, and I had got a message on Instagram from a basketball trainer that I had met and worked out with one time in my life in a Portland city park. And he messaged me talking about how he knows some people that are involved with Slam Ball. And he told them about my background, about how I was a basketball player and how I had played rugby. And his people with Slam Ball, they were interested in me based on what they saw and my resume and obviously my size and ability and things like that. And that's when a man named Robert Wilson had reached out to me. He reached out to me a couple times, and I didn't really entertain his messages just because I was based on my basketball season. But I remember one day, and he asked me to just get on a 5-minute phone call, and I was like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever, I can do that. I'm just going to see what he's talking about. That 5-minute phone call turned into about a 30-minute phone call, and he just told me everything I could have ever wanted to know about Slam Ball. I felt like I would be a good fit for it. That's pretty much it.
It's interesting. I know when we were talking before, you said that he had a little bit of a rugby background. And I always think that's interesting about rugby is you just find people like everywhere that have played it or are familiar with it. And it's like a weird relationship that just, it's something you have in common that, brings about all these crazy opportunities.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Rugby's a special sport. Once he told me that, I feel like we kind of obviously had an instant connection. He had a similar kind of background to what I'm doing right now. I remember I had asked him, I asked him this question. I said, so if you were me, you would be all over this opportunity, right? And he responded, he said, I was you. Like, he literally said, he's like, I was you, like,
yeah,
30 years ago, because he's my height. he played basketball professionally overseas, which is what I've done. He played rugby too, which was what I did. And then he also played slam ball, which is what I'm doing now. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I know. In the mirror.
Exactly. And yeah, it was like a similar situation with Luke Gross. You know, me and Luke, we kind of bonded over the fact that we were about the same size. I remember when he reached out to me, he had told me how he was a basketball player too. He played basketball in college. And then he had played rugby and ended up being real successful with it. So me and him bonded over basketball, and that helped me take on the rugby opportunity. And so when Rob reached out to me, it was crazy because he had played rugby and basketball, and then he was a slam ball guy. And so now I'm doing slam ball because, yeah, he reached out to me, and I think he sees himself in me. And yeah. So he thought I'd be a good fit for this. And yeah, it's working out pretty well so far.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's an awesome story. And like, so I know slam, for the people that I guess I don't know, I'll be surprised if you didn't know, because I remember OG slam ball, watching that on TV. It's basketball, there's trampolines placed like in the paint, right? Like
in the 2-point area.
Yeah, 2-point area. So it's a little more physical than regular basketball, it looks like. A lot more physical, maybe. You'd be the one to say you're actually doing it, not me. What's like the benefit of having played rugby? Like, why did that kind of catch his eye? Just because you are used to a little bit more physicality, or just a little bit different of an athlete than some of these other players?
Yeah, you know, slam ball is definitely not for everybody. You got to be able to be comfortable with contact. And obviously, me playing rugby, that's a pretty brutal sport. So he knew that I could handle it. Yeah, no, it's extremely physical. You know, you got collisions in the air above the rim, and you got to know how to land as well. So there's like a little gymnastics aspect in there as well. But yeah, man, once you dribble the ball, once you put it on the floor, you got to have your head on the swivel, because somebody can just come and clean your clock at any moment at that point. So yeah, obviously my rugby background helped me kind of land this opportunity, because if I hadn't played rugby, I don't know if they really would have taken a serious look at me, you know, obviously, because there's a lot of basketball players out there. But when you have somebody that has done both, you know, that's going to be like a pretty smooth transition. So
definitely.
Yeah.
And I was noticing your position is a stopper. And so, you know, from what I saw in opening weekend, it got rolling last weekend, like, you're kind of like a safety almost, right? You're like last line of defense. You're really the guy contesting shots. Is that like a fair assessment of what you do?
Yeah, for sure.
So you're like a little bit more prone to contact and some physicality just because of the position you play.
Yeah, guys are always just trying to dunk on me left and right all game long.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, yeah, it's good fun, though. It's a little scary, I'm not going to lie, but you just can't think about getting hurt. You got to be the aggressor in the air, too. So, yeah. Like I said, it's not for everybody. You got to be a little crazy to play the sport.
Yeah. I believe it, man. It's a different beast. And I was looking through, like, all the rosters, Vince. Are you the tallest guy in the league?
I am the tallest and the heaviest.
And the heaviest. I wasn't looking at weight. Yeah. So you're a super unicorn then. Like, I was just noticing everybody, they're not small, but they're not you, you know? Like, everyone seemed to be in the 5'10 to like 6'3 range. And so that's got to be like a little bit interesting for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an advantage being the biggest body in the league. I think guys are a little intimidated, you know. They don't really necessarily want to meet me in the air, but you know, they still try me, and you know, it works out in their favor sometimes. But I would say I stop more than I stop more times than I get dunked on. Yeah, so
you get them more than you get got. I think Marshawn Lynch right. said that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So was there guys like your size that tried out, like that went through the process and just kind of didn't cut it? Or because I would imagine, like, I don't know, like just in regular basketball, you want to find like some big bodies. And I just, like, I'm a little bit surprised that, you know, there isn't somebody bigger than you. I know you're a gigantic person, Vince, but I'm just a little bit surprised that you're like the biggest guy.
Yeah. No, there was a lot of guys that came from football backgrounds too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, football players usually aren't always the tallest. You just got to have like, you have to have size, you have to have ability, you have to have good body control. And so guys that are my size or bigger probably aren't going to be the best on the tramps.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it's just, you know, I'm pushing 300 pounds, and that's a lot of weight to try Definitely. To maintain the air. So you got to have some grace, and yeah, you just have to have the perfect combination. And I just think I was kind of built for slam ball too. Yeah. And it's just not every day that you find somebody like me. I don't mean to brag or anything, but
you're right. You're correct. And I didn't mean to ask that in a way that was, you know, demeaning or anything like that. I just, you know.
Yeah, no, I get you. But it's hard to find guys that have everything that you need to be a great slam ball player, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So what was, like, the transition? Because you recently, fairly recently, when did you finish up your season in Mexico, and, like, when did you get going and camp for this? Did you have a little bit of a break?
Yeah, so I left Mexico, I want to say, like, June 5th. And then I went home to Oregon for a few days, and then I got to Vegas on June 10th.
Oh, wow.
And started training camp. So, yeah, I went from having four games a week in the Ciba Copa League down in Mexico to pretty much straight to Vegas. So I didn't really get much of a break. But, I like staying busy. I don't really like sitting around being bored too much. So it worked out good for me.
I hear you. I'm the same way. How big of a transition was it to, you know, playing actual basketball on a court to then, you know, getting trampolines involved? Were your legs kind of ready for that? I can imagine that's like a little bit different of, you know, movements with your body.
No, yeah, it definitely took a few days for me to get my tramp legs under me. It's just like, it's a totally different game, you know, like, you can shoot in slam ball, but it's not encouraged.
Okay.
It's heavily encouraged to just go and dunk on somebody's face.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, it's just a completely different game. So I was in shape as far as the running goes.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, the jumping and the physicality in the air, that took some getting used to for sure.
Okay, I can imagine so. So you've been in Vegas for, like, a month and 3 weeks, something like that?
Yes. Yeah, a little over. About a month and a half, yeah, I've been here now, yeah.
That's a long time to be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, the heat is crazy.
I know. I went out to Summer League, you know, back at the beginning of July, and it was like 106, and that was hot. So I know you've been practicing regularly, and you don't need to give me, like, any things that your team's doing away. But, like, what's kind of, like, the strategy? Like, I would assume every team kind of incorporates a strategy. Is it just, like, what you just said? Like, hey, we're just going to attack the rim like crazy?
Yeah. So our coach, he played slam ball back in the day. And he honestly wants us to play like him, kind of. Feels like he was just a high flyer. He never really shot the ball. He was super aggressive. And he is, like, really encouraging us to throw a lot of things that are called one-tramp lobs. So it's like you get to the ball to the island in the middle of the tramps, and you just throw the ball up, and somebody's jumped from the outside tramp and catching it in the air over the stopper and just trying to dunk it.
Wow.
And that's pretty much what we try to do, like, the whole game.
Perfect. When I watch this next round of games, that's what I'm going to be looking for now. So, and then I could tell people that Vince told me what that actually was. So that's good to know. And I get, I admit, yeah, man, I think it's just like a really cool thing. Have you been enjoying it? It sounds like a unique setup. You guys are playing where at Thomas and Mack?
Yeah, we're playing at Cox Pavilion, actually.
It's like okay, just like right next to it. It's connected.
Yeah.
So how did you practice? Did they build you a court somewhere else that you guys could, you know, get some work on?
Yeah, so for training camp, we were in like some warehouse not too far away, and we did that. We did like all the training camp there, and they had a court set up for us in there. And then after we had the draft and the teams were selected, we practiced there for about another week. And then they gave us like a 5-day break, and they packed everything up and moved everything to Cox Pavilion. And then, we practiced there, and then game started, and we're still practicing there. And so that's how that's gone so far. So yeah, we got games starting Thursday through Sunday, and then we just practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Nice, man. Are you having fun? Sounds like a cool setup.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a blast. You know, it's a great situation. You know, they gave us an Airbnb to live in with our teammates. They gave us a rental car. We get paid really good. I really have no complaints. I'm living really good right now. It's the games are just like next level fun. Yeah. It's an amazing experience. You know, getting to play on ESPN, and the crowds are good, and it's just like a really fun environment. And I'm really just having a blast.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear you're taking care of. You're enjoying it. That's one thing, like I've said about you guys, like the original XO guys, that I always have really appreciated, is like it takes so much guts to, you know, pack up your life and move to a new place and play a sport that you never have before. And it's kind of similar to the situation you're in now, because you've played basketball forever, but this is like a variation of basketball that you hadn't really played before. So I always like respect and appreciated that about you guys, and I'm glad that they're taking care of you. And it's been fun to watch. I tuned in a little bit last weekend just to kind of check it out, and it was cool to watch, and I'm looking forward to watching some more of that this weekend, Vince.
Yeah, awesome. I think we play on Thursday and Sunday this week on ESPN2.
Well, I'm rooting for you, Vince. I'm rooting for the Ozone. That's my team now. I got a connection. So I'm glad to hear you're doing well. And Vince, what's kind of like next after this? I know this goes through like August, right? Like this is going on for a little bit longer, yeah?
Yeah. So the championship game for Slam Ball is on August 17th. After that, I don't really know what's going to be going on with Slam Ball yet, but
yeah,
I'm looking to go and play basketball somewhere else. You know, I had a good season down there in Mazatlan. And so I think I should be getting picked up by another team somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of waiting on that. So yeah, that's my plan right now.
Yeah, I watched your highlights. You did have a good season. You were shooting it. You were dishing it. You're dunking. It was fun to watch. So
the league leader in field goal percentage after the season, and I finished third in rebounding. So I did pretty well.
That's good, man. That's good to hear. What's it like playing basketball in Mexico? They like their basketball down there?
Yeah, no, they love it. Definitely. That was also a great experience. Like I said, we have 4 games a week, so it was definitely very busy playing, traveling. It was a great experience. It was a fast-paced league. The fans, there was always like a lot of fans at our games. It was an incredible experience. You know, it was nice weather too, good food, just a fun environment, honestly. You know, I was pretty happy being there, just doing what I love to do. So
definitely,
yeah, nice, great time.
Well, nice, man. It's great to hear from you, Vince. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Keep crushing it. And we'll look forward to watching you playing Slam Ball the rest of the summer.
All right, awesome. Sounds good. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. All right, hopefully everybody enjoyed that conversation with Vince Bowman. Like I said at the top, it's good to catch up with him. Glad to see him doing well. Fun to see him play in the Slam Ball competition. It'll be fun to watch the rest of the summer. This should take us right into football season. It'll be the perfect transition. And now you have a rooting interest. You can root for Vince. You can root for Ozone. Yeah, so going to be fun to watch the rest of the year. I would do required reading, but I'm going to skip that too. Sorry, required reading. And stat of the week, I'm not going to do that either. And we're just going to head and close the show at the loop. So a little short show we got for you today, but a nice little palate cleanser. Like I said, we've got some irons in the fire now, so that's good. But the loop is presented by PhysioPro. PhysioPro is an official partner of the American Raptors. Visit physio-pro.com for more information. So like I say every week, you can follow along with everything we've got going on at DNVR Rugby on Twitter at DNVR_rugby. We finally hit that 1,000 follower mark. Now we're on the moon to the 2,000 follower mark. I think we're at 1,002, so not only 998 more to go. But we're making gains every day. That's all you can do, small steps. Shavings make a pile. So, you know, if you listen to this, you liked it, follow along on Twitter, and I'll give you a reason why to follow along on Twitter right now. So Rugby Town 7's tickets are officially on sale at rugbytownusa.com. It's the 11th anniversary. Biggest event of the year at Infinity Park. It's always really fun. And we've got some cool stuff in the works at DNVR around Rugby Town 7's. Had a fun meeting about it today. Excited about what's to come. I think people will get a kick out of it. And we'll get it started right now. If you DM me on Twitter, you got to be following me. We need to boost up the follower count. But I'll give the first person that DMs me on Twitter right now, I'll give him 2 free weekend passes to the tournament. So if you stuck around to the end of this very short podcast, I gave you a reason to do so. So send me a DM. Just say, hey, Colton, give me these 2 tickets to the Rugby Town 7s. I'll say, here you go. I'll just give them over to you. So make sure you do that. And, you know, maybe we'll keep it rolling the rest of the month. But that's the show for everybody today. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Be back next week. You know, things calm down after this week for me a little bit, which is good. Be back next week. We'll have a full show for you, and it's going to be fun. So thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you all back here next week.